Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Monday the 31st of October. During his Angelus address yesterday, Pope Benedict said that Jesus condemns those who do not practice what they preach. Speaking to the 40,000 people present in St. Peter's Square, the Pope also spoke about the floods which have hit both Thailand and Italy. He said, "I would like to express my closeness to the people of Thailand affected by serious flooding, as well as the populations of Liguria and Tuscany in Italy, recently damaged as a result of heavy rains. I assure them of my prayers." Speaking about yesterday's Gospel, he said, "In this Sunday's liturgy, the Apostle Paul invites us to approach the Gospel not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God," 1 Thessalonians 2:13. "In this way, we can accept with faith the warnings that Jesus speaks to our conscience and behave accordingly." In today's passage, he reproaches the scribes and Pharisees, who had the role of teachers in the community, because their conduct was clearly contrary to the teaching that they rigorously proposed. Jesus emphasizes that they say but do not do, Matthew 23:3, and indeed bind heavy burdens hard to carry and put them on men's shoulders, but they will not move them with one finger, Matthew 23:4. "Good doctrine must be accepted," the Pope said, "but may be contradicted by inconsistent conduct. This is why Jesus says, 'You practice and observe whatever they tell you, but do not act according to their works,'" Matthew 23:3. Jesus' attitude is exactly the opposite. He practices the first commandment of love, which he teaches to all, and can say that it is a light and soft weight because he helps us to carry it along with him. Matthew 11:29-30. On the first anniversary of the massacre at Baghdad's Our Lady of Salvation Cathedral, the 42 worshippers killed were remembered as martyrs, and their intercession was sought on behalf of Iraq's still besieged Christian community. Three children, two priests, and a pregnant woman were among the victims when five Islamic militants entered the church and opened fire exactly 1 year ago today. An intimate memorial mass was held in Rome's Santa Maria della Concezione Church yesterday in the Syro-Catholic Rite, but Iraqi Chaldean as well as Egyptian and Israeli priests came to show support. During his homily, Cardinal Leonardo Sandri, the Vatican official in charge of Eastern Catholic Churches, said, "Our brothers, by a mysterious way, passed us in the chase for the award and the goal of our path, Christ himself." An Iraqi priest, Father Muklis Shisha, told the Catholic news agency that his two best friends, both of them priests, were killed in the attack. Their martyrdom was more valuable for having taken place within the church. "It is more beautiful to be killed within the church than outside it," he said. Father Thayer Sadala was just beginning his homily after having read the Gospel, Father Shisha remembered. "When he saw the terrorists enter, he took the Gospel in hand and held it up, saying, 'In the name of the Gospel, leave them and take me, me for them.'" The attackers quickly killed Father Sadala before turning on the rest of the congregation. Witnesses say they aimed particularly to kill the young men of the parish. In addition to the dead, more than 100 people were wounded. Father Wassem Sabier was hearing confessions at the time of the attack. He managed to rush two families to safety through a secret door before turning back to face the attackers. Before he closed the door, one of the people he helped said to him, "Father, leave them and come with us and you will be saved." He answered, "I won't leave them like this," and he locked the door. Father Sabier proceeded directly to the attackers, shouting, "What do you want from us?" He was killed with a bullet to the head, while at the same time one of the attackers detonated a suicide bomb beside him. A little girl, Father Sadala's niece, survived the attacks in a cupboard, where she was hidden during the more than 4 hours of terror. Many took refuge in the sacristy. Another 80 were saved as they packed themselves into a tiny side room that measured just 9 feet by 12 feet. The memory of the dead is still graphically present in the cathedral. The bloody handprint of a pregnant woman who was killed has been conserved as a reminder of her martyrdom. A memorial mass will be held today inside the same church, Our Lady of Salvation Church, in Baghdad. The cause for the beatification of the martyrs is now being pursued in Rome. Well, that's all for today's Catholic News Update for the 31st of October. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.